The last piece, 647, then we'll go on to Metzora a little bit because, page 647, Parshas Tazria. Sparno. That is something that speaks about when is it that you have actually the Negoyim. Vabega kiva negasuras. Mimasha in Sofik posh loya zebeteva bishum ponim. One thing is clear, it's never something that happens in a, it's not a natural thing. You don't find any weird types of things in a garment, or the way the pasuk describes. I mean, on the skin, maybe these things are similar to leprosy, but certainly nothing like this in the... in a person's in clothing. Yeah, you dye it a certain way, or you take off the dye, or you use bleach, but you're not going to get this. It doesn't normally happen. By the way, in modern Ivrit, they have mildew mold is called Sarat HaBayit or something like that. It's called Sarat HaBayit or something like that. So, They use it for that. But on clothing, no one's got tzaras. It's something, it means a chet over here. It means that it's a some sort of mishap that happens in the dying process. And in Aloha it says that you only use it for... It's that Saras of Gorm is only in white clothing. Omnam. Hey da Kosov. Shalafomim yeze kipela begorm of batim. That this is actually sometimes a nace. Vize lohoir oizna bailum alaveri shabiyodim. It's to sort of have people know the aveir they're doing. Kamosha shifuz al shikh binya shvias. Ka omram boyre kamakosha afka shal shvias. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu being merachim on Klal Yisrael to give them some sort of feedback. You know, whenever you have, it's interesting, we look at pain as the ultimate problem of illness. The truth is the pain is usually a signal to do something about it, a signal to take your weight off the foot, a signal to... put something into place. Pain is actually a guide for a person to fix something. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to let a person keep going from bad to worse to terrible, but wants him to be misakin as meisim. And the way to misakin as meisim would be if he will allow him to... you know, if there'll be a feedback that something bad is happening. And that's why Chazal have Mesoris that Big Day Akum are not betame, because the Kashmir doesn't have that relationship. So there's a certain type of, there's a chesed involved in this, that you make an interim stage hurt so that when you get to the ultimate stage, you will, you know, so you stop way before you get to the end. V'zeh, ki omnom ha-min anushi hu tachlis ha-mechuven b'metzios, b'frat b'metzios ha-nefsadim. If we ask ourselves, what is the tachlis of the Bria? It's Adam. Ki hu levadei muchon mikulam yisdeim l'borim is called Smaisis. He's the only one that can actually resemble HaKadosh Baruch Hu in terms of his das and his maisim. Kasheheiru yisbarach ba'amrait, like HaKadosh Baruch himself said, v'salmeinu k'nusenu. So that means Adam, in terms of his das, in terms of his maisim, can be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yitzak se, v'chol echad me'ishe ha'adam, v'sich la'ishe nikot tzom alekim, u'v'koach ha'bchir nikot dmus alekim. This is something where each and every person, because of his seichel and because of his bechira, Ka'odom levadim nivraim uval bechira, because only Adam is val bechira. I want to talk a little bit about this. He focuses on two elements. First of all, the seichel ha'adam. V'yisak zeh b'chol echav mi'isha adam v'sichla ishi is called tzom lakim. V'koyach ha'bchira nikir dumus alakim. So we have tzelem and dumus. Tzelem is going on the seichel, and dumus is going on the bechira. The two actually, in a certain sense, go together. And let's talk about the koyach ha'bchira, which I want to focus on more. The koyach ha'seichel, we understand, is something which is ruchni, and therefore it is, which it is, so therefore it's closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when we ask ourselves, what are the two elements that we want to make like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the first thing we say is we want something that is not physical, not material, but something more spiritual. Good. So we have Adam. But there's another point. Our core definition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that he is not dependent on anyone else. In other words, the Rambam, when he gives the most core definition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says he's a prime being who is not dependent on anyone else, and were everything else to disappear, he would not be changed, and were he to disappear, everything else would disappear. So when we speak about Koach Bechira, the most significant aspect of Koach Bechira is that our decisions start with us. If a person is not a bocher, an animal who's not a bocher, the decision animal starts with the wiring in its brain. Whoever, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wired his brain, and that's how it's going to function. Adam can be affected by it. He's not a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he ultimately, everything starts from himself. My actions and activities start with my own rutzen. So in a certain framework, in a certain frame of reference, my rutzen is totally independent of anything else. And that's incredible. So it's koyach ha-bechira, being like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, goes to the core of the definition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Something which he is able, his activities start with him. So if I ask myself, why did this animal do X? So my answer is because it had been trained, it had been bred, and so on. When I ask why is a person doing this, I can explain factors that push them that way. But at the end of the day, we are responsible for activities because we choose. So we start what we do starts with ourselves. That's an incredible understanding of being called Dmus, with Salmenu Kidmusenu. When he understands that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Rav Chesed Ve'emes, and what he does, in other words, what he does with his Koyach Bechira is the good, a person will want to do likewise. Hine Ezev Li Sofik Doimu Lebor Yoisim Kol Shanei Vroam. I want to add one more thing that follows from what he said before. Every other bria, just like we said that the bad it does is dictated by some other factors, the good it does is dictated by some other factors, and therefore, even though there are wonderful midas locked into it, like lecha tzal namala, and so on, but at the end of the day, all it is it's programmed for that. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is not programmed, does Rav Chesed Ve'emes. So a person who's in the likeness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu ought also to use that to do Chesed Ve'emes. And that Chesed Ve'emes is the only Chesed Ve'emes that really, really is similar to the concept of Chesed Ve'emes and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Somebody who gets paid to counsel other people. So he's not a nice guy, that he just, this is what he does because he gets paid to do it. a person who gets paid to serve at a table. So he's not serving people, he's getting paid. Just like a hotel, when they call you a guest, the word guest is a very, very borrowed term. You pay through your nose. Just they call it a guest. So anything else in the Bria that does good and kindness and so on, we can't call that Chesed Emes, and we can't call that imitation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Adam, who has a Koyach Bechira, now looks to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the good we do is really similar to the good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. Mikasher leiv husal hitas adam mizeh, b'yoyse nishma l'koyach ha-mis'ava gashmi b'chol poloiso, b'ktas ha-tzen ha-barek. And when a person's heart turns him from it, in other words, he's tired and doesn't, you know, not in the mood to do what he's supposed to do, or he tries to rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yeah, ha'oner shalav nitzchi or bultin zecher shalaykei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will punish him either eternally or temporarily, as is appropriate. Ka'omrei ke le'atzdik rasha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never will justify bad. When this happens to a person b'shgaga, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will afflict his money or his body as HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees fit. He opens up the ears to discipline. The people are in a deep slumber, don't know. The Bechal not this era to know and understand this. Behem called Nea Nechar, Verova Uma Yisraelis, Ulasikiris Gula. It's all the Goyim and most of the Jews except for a few chosen ones. Heim, Belis Sofik, Tachas Han Hogas Ateva, Vagroma Shmaimach, Vade Moisem Ne Adam. Kisham Yinibarachayim, Ashla Tipa Ashkar Halokis Bisheim of the Meneim Levad, Kibem Tishakavar Savasisbar. So the Sfarno says an incredible Kiddush. And people would really, really, I guess if they knew the Sfarno, they would be very, they would be extremely shocked. The Sfarno says that for people who are in deep slumber, Ruchnius obviously, they do not have any of this special hashkacha. And they are given over to the forces of nature. And he puts Goyim, all the Goyim, and most of the Jews into one category. This is also very, very big Kiddush. It is understood that the Jews always have a different type of Ashkacha, but he says over here that they actually will not get specific Ashkacha, but B'nei B'levad. I want to make something, I want to bring a parallel point to this. And that is... Hashgacha, the way the Rambam says, Marnavuchim. And the problem with the word of Hashgacha is that it's used in different ways, and therefore it's never clear. When you make a machlokas, it's very, very never clear that you're talking about the same thing. The word Hashgacha, the way Rambam Marnavuchim learns it, the way he doesn't say it specifically, but just his usage of the word, is as follows. A special divine intervention to save somebody from difficulty. From tzar, tzara, whatever it is. So the Rambam says the level of hashgacha depends on the level of the person. A person, for instance, who is, the Rambam says it depends on two factors. How big of a tzaddik you are, and what are you doing at the time that this tzara happens. So a person who's a very big tzaddik and is totally involved in thinking and learning or Achdus Hashem while a tzara is happening, Kadosh Baruch Hu will do the incredible things for him. A person who is a great tzaddik, but he's now involved in the ball game, or a person who's not a great tzaddik, but he now happens to be learning whatever it is, there'll be less Hashgacha Pratis. But Hashgacha Pratis, the Rambam defines as a special level of a special level of saving somebody from a very difficult time. He, the Sfarnu, is defining Hashgacha as striking back at the person. He's talking here about the HaKadosh Baruch Hu sending a person little jabs to tell him that, you know, things are not going well. There's an alarm that's going off. And on that, he says, there's a difference between how big of a tzaddik you are. So he's talking about hashgacha, meaning something else. The Rambam is talking about hashgacha, meaning a special TLC kind of, you know, saving a person in very difficult circumstances. The Sforno is talking about giving a person mussar. Now, they could be, they both agree with each other, but they are talking about very different things. The other surprising chiddush is that includes most of Kaisers not being on hashgacha pratis. Doesn't seem to be. The Rambam says it varies, and he just makes flat out. It says when HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Klal Yisrael, like it says Becho Bach Hashem Kel Sam Skula, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's main kavana and hope was people this nation be Mashetia Bishi Zulasa. Now he doesn't quite say that that he HaKadosh Baruch Hu only cares for Klal Yisrael. He says HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels that maybe only Klal Yisrael will produce. He says Tikva Samchuvim Tzibur Yisru Mitzuv Shasumba. So it's interesting. He doesn't seem to Sforno. Sforno says another place also, you all of humanity is the same in terms of value, but the question is like, who do you really think is going to make it, who do you really think is going to make it happen? That's Klal Yisrael. So, Tikva Samachuvin Yesu Ru'uya Mitzur, so his hope for bringing out good people, chances are much better in this Ummah. Ki Omnom Mitzi Us Habayre Vachtusa Neida Bektsasa Umikubul Bekulam Avis. The etzim concept of God and one God is known worldwide from the Avis. Ka Omra Neida Behuda Likim. Kosav Le Roysam Atayra Vachelike Uni. Va Mitzvah Hu Achelika Maisi. Ka Sheid Bom Vatar Mitzvah Shekosav Le Roysam. Behise Shebene Toysam Ize Yor Oznam Beisurim. Ka Omra Shomer Tish Hamachas Hamasan Lesam Alecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Torah because of his hope for us. And he says that I will also add in a little reminder, that there's going to be a little bit a wired in reminder of Yisurim. So when most people will be doing right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Ma'ar the Yechidim, Rishayna B'nigei B'godim, Ashaleyam Bo HaKabbalah She'im B'gagoy Mitam B'nigoyim. For the Aspik Zey Yorim B'nigei B'otim, Shem Gamla Yovah Negas HaSev HaKlal. Lezeroya Shalei B'gdei Goyim Mitam L'Batei Mitam B'nigoyim Klal K'mo Shkib Lehim Zal. Because Shaloya Lo Adairus L'Madrei Gruy Lachem Lezu, Ein Zichon L'Rishaynim Shem Shal Eilam B'nigei B'otim, Shem Ktosin Zal Shalei Lo Eilam. So, the Sforno says, and this is Ramban says something very similar, that the begodim, that all of these negoyim were only there when things were pretty good, and in general, and there were certain exceptions. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu would point out, like for instance, to give an example, If a person is looking at a house that's in very good condition and he inspects it and says, well, this hole's got to be plugged, that shingle has to be replaced and you're good to go, that makes sense. When a person is buying a shmata of a house, you don't nitpick and you say, you'll work it out to figure it out. There's no point in nitpicking something which is generally in bad shape. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's This is an incredible mahala of Shloki Derech HaTeva, and it therefore requires that one would assume we are near perfect, or at least in very good shape. We have certain points that need to be remedied, rectified. So okay, so now we have hashgacha on that. Then we have the hashgacha for through nigei batim, nigei gadim, and so on. But if when most of Klal Yisrael is doing bad, and you find this Chazal by Mei Soita, Mishun Nusrabu HaNoyafim Yisbat LeMei Soita. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a nes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a one run nisim. So if we are in a matzav where everything is really, really good, you say to yourself, you know what? This one flaw can make a big difference. Let's overcome it. But when you don't have that, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to bother with that. And there's many shittas like that. When you know that Tzaras wasn't around, Meisoter wasn't around. These are Mishrover Atzchanim. It says there wasn't or Miklat. Many of these are unique hanhagas and hashkachas for situations where Kal Yisrael is at its best. And then he says, you know, that's why certain shittas are Hoy Loilam, because since it became bottle and we never saw it, never found it, it was so not relevant that some shittas were it never was. Okay, I think we'll hold it here.